already started.
So begin by cultivating a pure and superior intention for engaging in this practice, extraordinary practice of taking refuge, of purifying karma and accumulating limitless merit. Cultivate the supreme and superior motivation of bodhicitta, not seeking merely benefit for this life, not seeking benefit for ourselves in future lives, not even seeking our own personal nirvana liberation, but cultivate the intention to achieve perfect and complete enlightenment Buddhahood by realizing our innate potential, our Buddha potential, in order to be capable of serving the welfare of all living beings, free of all limitations, free of all obscurations. So think, I will engage in this meditation here and now in order to quickly attain perfect enlightenment Buddhahood and serve the welfare of all sentient beings equally and without exception, wherever they might abide throughout limitless space itself. Then imagine and visualize that you're sitting in a beautiful and pure environment, using creative imagination. Create this image in your mind, not trying to see it with your eyes or eye consciousness. Imagine this environment like a beautiful parkland with beautiful green surface like green lawn, light-natured. And fill this space in your own creative way with beautiful trees, with various foliage and flowers, and beautiful flower gardens with your favorite flowers, medicinal herbs, and beautiful lakes, beautiful water birds on the lakes. Imagine the air is filled with a divine fragrance. For example, imagine like frangipani or gardenia fragrance, jasmine fragrance, and so on. So that this environment is soothing for you, healing for you. Now imagine in this environment and in space in front of you at about the level of your forehead and roughly a meter in front of you, arising from emptiness appears a beautiful white, light-natured lotus flower. Bring this image into your mind. Recollect lotus flowers you may have seen, or beautiful photographs, or so on. The petals are fully opened, and you can see the seed pod, the yellow stamen. And imagine a beautiful fragrance emanating from this lotus flower. healing and soothing fragrance. It's glowing a beautiful white light. And reflect, contemplate that it symbolizes the realization of renunciation. Because just as this pristine and beautiful flower, the lotus flower, grows from the depths of a muddy swamp and rises above the murky water and opens pristine, untainted, beautiful and pure, the mind of renunciation arises within the muddy swamp of cyclic existence. From within suffering itself, the recognition of true suffering and true causes. But is a pure mind, a pure realization, determined to achieve great nirvana and perfect enlightenment, the cessation of suffering. Reflect that enlightenment, your enlightenment, all enlightenments depend on renunciation. It is the foundation. Now imagine that on top of the lotus, sitting on top of the seed pod, is a circular cushion of pure radiant white light, like a full moon. And a beautiful soothing light emanates from this moon disc or moon cushion. And reflect that this symbolizes the pure good heart, pure great love and pure great compassion, and the precious and superior mind of enlightenment, the altruistic mind of bodhicitta, and the realization of the six perfections of the bodhisattva path. And on top of the moon cushion now arises from emptiness a circular sun cushion, yellow, golden coloured and very bright. The sun cushion symbolizes the realization of suchness, Mahamudra, emptiness. Just as the sun dispels darkness in an instant, the direct, non-conceptual realization of ultimate reality, emptiness, dispels the darkness of ignorance, beginningless ignorance. And these three cushions, the lotus, the moon, and the sun, symbolize the three principal paths that lead to perfect enlightenment, Buddhahood, indicating as we contemplate that I must achieve the realization of renunciation, bodhicitta, and ultimate truth, shunyata, or emptiness. The Buddha achieved enlightenment by achieving these three realizations, these three paths. And now arising from emptiness and sitting on top of the sun is Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. And he has a radiant golden light nature body, extremely handsome. A body that possesses the special major and minor marks of perfection, of Buddhahood. He's sitting in the Vajra cross-legged position, indicating the Buddha's mind is always in a state of deep samadhi. He's free of all conceptual elaborations and all faults. The deep samadhi of a Buddha is the samadhi on emptiness and dependent arising. His right hand is on his right knee in the earth-touching gesture, symbolizing the earth bore witness to the Buddha's enlightenment. He sat alone under the Bodhi tree. It also symbolizes the Buddha has completely pacified or subdued all delusion. His left hand is on his lap. The palm is facing upward, which is a gesture of meditation. Also symbolizing the Buddha is in a state of samadhi. And he holds a blue begging bowl in the palm of his left hand, and it's filled with healing nectar. He's wearing the beautiful robes, the inner and outer robes of a monk. And beautiful light emanates from the Buddha's body continuously. For this meditation, it is sufficient to visualize the Buddha in this way and hold that visualization. Just imagining that in front of the Buddha are sutras or a single text, a single sutra, your choice. A path to enlightenment text, for example. Or all of the Buddha's sutras. If you like and you are able, imagine surrounding the Buddha is a host of lineage gurus, including your gurus of your in this life and your root guru, your main teacher. There are many Buddhas such as Tara, Manjushri, medicine Buddhas and so on. There are many bodhisattvas in space in front of you, such as Shantideva. And many dakas and dakinis, male and female bodhisattvas of the Vajrayana path, and the great protector Mahakala. Or, as I said, simply Shakyamuni Buddha. Then recite in your mind the refuge line. I go for refuge to the Guru. And imagine radiating from the heart of the Buddha and or the host of Gurus comes a powerful and brilliant stream of five coloured lights and nectars. There is white light and nectar, light-natured nectar. There is red, blue, orange and green, and a beautiful stream of this light and nectar radiates down through the crown of your head. And imagine your negative karmas of body, speech and mind appearing as a black light and dark energy is forced down through the body and out through the lower parts of the body, disappearing into the earth below you. And your mind is filled with this beautiful multicolored light, healing and purifying your negative karmas. And especially any negative karmas created in relationships with gurus and teachers, such as physically harming, disobeying instructions, disturbing the minds of the gurus, criticizing disrespectfully one's guru or lineage gurus. These specific karmas and all general karmas are eliminated from your body and mind. Imagine that. At the same time, imagine family, friends, and other living beings, as many as you can imagine, surrounding you, and this light and nectar is radiating from the Buddha's heart and the hearts of the gurus into those close and those distant, accomplishing the same result of healing and purification. Imagine with conviction that general and these specific karmas have been eliminated from your body, speech, and mind. And now recite in your mind, as you focus particularly on the Buddha and all of the Buddhas you may have brought to mind, visualized in front of you, or simply Shakyamuni Buddha, the embodiment of all enlightened beings. I go for refuge to the Buddha. Reflect on that meaning of refuge, the source of my clear direction in how to think and speak and behave in this life. For inspiration, as example, I go for refuge to the Buddha, to all Buddhas. Coming from the heart of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha is a beautiful and bright stream of white, red, blue, orange, and green light and healing nectar, which comes down through your crown and the crowns of those dear to you in your life and those distant. Feel your body filled with this beautiful nectar and light, becoming light and blissful. Purifying negative karmas not only created in this life but through countless past lives. Especially negative karmas that we may have created in relations with the Buddhas, previous Buddhas, such as damaging statues or stupas, being a merchant making profit from selling statues, breaking commitments and refuge commitments or vows. Imagine the body internally irradiated with this extraordinary light and healing nectar, and all of the organs of your body are cleansed, and all impurities of your body, your speech, and your mind are forced out of the body and disappear into the earth below you. Your body and mind feeling more blissful, more light, and free. Imagine your lifespan and life force increasing. Your merit, your positive potential is increasing. Imagine that. Your understanding of the three principal paths and the two stages naturally growing and increasing, free of obstacles and hindrances. Your body itself transforms into a body of light, radiant, multicolored light, feeling very light and blissful. The mind feeling light and blissful. Mentally scan the body of light, that you are visualizing or imagining, from the crown of the head to the tips of the fingers and toes. Imagining a body of light. Imagine the feeling of blissfulness and lightness. And then recite in your mind and contemplate, I go for refuge to the Dhamma. I go for refuge from the suffering of the afflicted mind, the afflicted aggregates, which is samsara. To the pure Dhamma, the true cessation of all suffering and the true path to cessation. And think, that is the basis for my life and how to live, how to think, speak, behave and act in the world in accord with the true path, the Eightfold Noble Path. And having visualized at least one Dharma text or sutra, or as many as you brought to mind in front of the Buddha, in front of you, from this text or these texts comes a stream of these five colored lights and nectars, white, red, blue, orange and green. And a beautiful stream of this light and nectar comes down through your crown and radiates outwards to all living beings, those close to you, those distant. And once again, imagine from the crown of your head right down through your body, this beautiful multicolored light radiates like a gentle, beautiful waterfall of light and a light-natured nectar, dislodging, healing and purifying all sickness and disease, short life and all bad conditions. Imagine that. The mind is filled with this beautiful multicolored light, and all the negative karmic seeds within the mind from beginningless lifetimes is eliminated from the mind and eliminated from the body. Appearing as a black light, a dark energy is eliminated through the lower parts of your body and disappears into the earth below you forever. Limitless negative karmas are healed and purified, but especially, think, any negative karmas I created in past lives or even this life of abandoning the path, the Dharma, of criticizing Dharma teachers or being sectarian, criticizing various traditions of the pure Dharma path, being disrespectful to the holy texts that contain the methods and truth. Imagine all of these specific and general negative karmas are completely eliminated from your mind and from your body and from speech. This gentle, beautiful stream of multicolored light keeps radiating continuously from these texts. And think of some of these specific karmas being completely eliminated from your mind, from your heart. Reflecting, there is no beginning to my lifetimes within this afflicted state, samsara. I have created so many negative karmas that bind me to this afflicted state. Imagine they are completely purified from your body, speech and mind, and your body is a glowing and radiant and blissful, multicolored, light nature body. And recite to yourself and reflect, I go for refuge to the Sangha. As profound and great support on my journey on the path, I seek safety and comfort and support from the Sangha, especially those who have realized Mahamudra or emptiness directly and non-conceptually, who know truth. The same truth that the Buddha knows directly, non-conceptually. Those who have realized emptiness. I seek safety and comfort and clear direction in going for refuge to the Sangha, including the ordained Sangha community. The Bodhisattvas, Dakas and Dakinis, and the great protector Mahakala. I go for refuge to my immediate Sangha community, like-minded travelers on this path to freedom and bliss, my Dharma friends, my Vajra brothers and sisters. Good company. And visualize again this blissful and radiant multicolored light emanating from the hearts of the Buddha, who is also Sangha, and from the Sangha community, the Bodhisattvas, Dharma protectors, and so on that you may have visualized. And if just the Buddha, then the Buddha embodies all objects of refuge. And beautiful white, red, blue, orange and green lights and nectars stream down through the crown of your head once again. Like a gentle waterfall, constantly flowing down through your body, dislodging, forcing out through the lower parts of your body, all negative imprints, negative karmas. Appearing as black light and dark black energy, disappearing into the earth below you. Especially negative karmas we may have created in our past, criticizing bodhisattvas and sangha, causing division, dissension amongst sangha, stealing from the Sangha, and so on. Whatever I may have created, whatever I know I have created, general and specific karmas, imagine are completely cleansed and healed and purified from the body, speech and mind. And once again, focus now that your body has transformed into a body of radiant, multicolored light. Glowing and radiant, intangible light nature. Your mind more free and light compared to before. The body feeling light and blissful. And imagine your life force, your lifespan, your merit, all positive potential, and all of your realizations and understandings naturally increasing and developing. A continuous growth of your Dharma wisdom. Having purified obstructions, of course, good qualities will grow unobstructed. So imagine that. Any karmas for short life are completely purified. Imagine that. And once again, imagine this light nature body. Radiant and multicolored lights just naturally emanating from this light nature body. And think, to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, I go for refuge until I attain enlightenment. And from all those beings visualized in space in front of you, or from the Buddha himself, again comes this beautiful, radiant, multicolored light and nectar. Purifying all the negative karmas we have ever collected in relation to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. And imagine you're receiving limitless, inspiring strength and energy, blessings from the three jewels. The Holy Buddha Jewel, the Holy Dharma Jewel and the Holy Sangha Jewel. And recite in your mind and contemplate, through the merit of my generosity and so on, may I quickly achieve Buddhahood to benefit all living beings. And this stream of nectar coming from the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha eliminates all obstacles to your bodhicitta and accomplishing the result of your wishing and engaging mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta. Limitless, specific and general, negative karmic seeds and tendencies in the mind have been eliminated. Imagine that. Now imagine and visualize that however many holy beings and objects you've visualized in space in front of you dissolve into the Buddha, into his holy body. There's just the appearance of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha who now comes towards you and abiding just above your crown. Facing the same direction as yourself. Imagine the Buddha's body shrinking, becoming smaller and smaller, until about the size of your thumbnail. And the Buddha dissolves down through your crown or crown chakra. and gently, smoothly dissolves down inside your body, arriving at the throat, the Buddha dissolves down through your body and arrives at your heart, the level of the heart chakra, in the center of the chest and the middle of the body, naturally glowing a beautiful multicolored light from his body. And think, I have received the blessings of the body, speech and mind of Shakyamuni Buddha. My body, speech and mind are oneness. Then imagine this multicolored light emanating from the Buddha's body fills your body once again from within. And then imagine your radiant light nature body now begins to shrink and dissolving inward to the Buddha in the heart. Within your mind, the ordinary appearance of your body has now dissolved. There is just the appearance of the Buddha. And he too now shrinks like mist on a mirror, dissolving from the outer edges inward and completely dissolves, disappearing into an emptiness. And imagine within your mind that that space where your ordinary body was once is now just an empty space. However much you might understand emptiness, reflect on emptiness of self-existence. And then instantaneously, just like a rainbow appearing in space instantly, imagine in that space where your coarse body was, you now arise in the bodily form of the Buddha. Your body is golden, light-natured. Imagine that. Possessing all of the marks and signs of a Buddha. Sitting on the lotus, moon and sun, in the Vajra cross-legged position or the full lotus posture, cross legs. And visualize and imagine the left hand, your left arm and left hand. The left hand resting on the lap, palm facing upwards. Holding a beautiful blue-coloured begging bowl filled with a healing nectar. The right hand is resting on the right knee in the earth-touching gesture or mudra and wearing the beautiful golden robes of a monk, a renunciate. Imagine having achieved enlightenment itself and your mind is free of all faults, free of all of the delusions, free of all negative karma and karmic imprints, free of all obscurations and obstructions. With the blissful, radiant body of a Buddha, and imagine your mind is the embodiment of infinite, pure, great love and infinite, pure, great compassion. Having accomplished the perfection of all virtue, and imagining having achieved the result of the path, Buddhahood itself, having realized your true innate potential for enlightenment, Buddhahood. Bring into your heart and your mind all other sentient beings bound to the cycle of samsara, experiencing dukkha continuously, perpetuating the true causes continuously, and with infinite compassion and love. Multicolored lights, white, red, blue, orange, and green light and healing nectar radiates out of your body, every pore of your light nature body as the Buddha, and radiates into the bodies and minds of all living beings. Healing, purifying, pacifying suffering and pain. Purifying and healing all negative karmic seeds and afflicted emotions. The great delusion. And all beings, those close to you and those distant, transform into the body and appearance of the Buddha. Free of all suffering and possessing the perfection of all virtue and good qualities. And rejoice in your heart. What a wonderful result. Having motivated with the precious superior mind of enlightenment, now dedicate with the mind of enlightenment, the pure good heart, and think. Through the merit of this practice, may all living beings, wherever they abide, very quickly and very easily be free of all negativities, suffering, and true causes of suffering, and attain the blissful state of perfect enlightenment, Buddhahood. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of wisdom and merit and attain the two holy bodies arisen from wisdom and merit. May the precious superior mind of enlightenment be generated in those who have not yet generated it and not decrease in those who have developed it, but increase continuously.